Hey, this is Muck Dark from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Monday, November 22nd, 2010. And I'm out on a quick walk. It was raining when I went at lunch, so I'm just going to do a quick 15-minute walk here. But I wanted to finish up my thoughts on my market timing methodology. And the first one is, you know, what do I do if I'm wrong? I think the most important thing is to be wrong small. So I try to limit my losses. I think the general rule of thumb is somewhere between 5 and 10% for a trade, for an intermediate trade. And then something like for a one-day event, it's, you know, you're either right or you're wrong and you get out. So when I'm wrong, you know, two recent examples is one was Steve Jobs when, you know, remember he had the liver surgery and I was in the stock and it kind of went down, but I got out and I can't remember exactly the number, 7 or 8%. Of course, the stock tripled after that, but I just participated in something else. You know, my thought at the time was to be an Apple, and it didn't work out, so I went out, and then I got in something else. So it still worked out, but I didn't want to, you know, what happens if Steve Jobs, something horrible would have happened? You know, it could have went down further. So another one was Verizon, when I bought, because I thought, hey, maybe they're going to get the iPhone or make an iPhone announcement during the earnings report. I bought it, didn't work, got out, and I don't think I lost more than a few dimes on it, but, you know, hey, my idea for the trade didn't work out, and so I'm not going to sit and hold and hope, you know. So being wrong small, that's what I do. And the second thing is just my overall, my goal. My goal is really to beat the S&P 500 by modifying my beta. So the S&P 500 has a beta of 1. At times when I'm aggressive, I'll be above 1. At times when I'm less aggressive, I'll be below 1. And sometimes out of the market, or have a portion of the portfolio out of the market. You know, I'm not trying to day trade. My time frame is more intermediate, longer term. I don't have time. I work for a living. I'm not an economist. I'm not a professional market timer or mutual fund manager. I just try to do what works for me. That's simple, that I don't have to spend a lot of time doing. I don't want to, you know, pore over the stock charts, and I don't want to spend every night doing this. I have some stuff I use that, you know, I only look at it a couple times a week, and it takes me a few minutes to look at it. You know, the calendar is the calendar. The black box is automated. I just hit run and I, you know, go change clothes. And that's it. I don't really have to think too much about it. The only thing is that, you know, it is always a subjective opinion. I always have to, you know, once I get a move, once I decide to move, I move. And that's it. So that's it. I hope it works out for me. And I mostly, you know, blog and audio boo because I like to learn from my mistakes. It, you know, I go back and I read what I was thinking at different times. And because it is a subjective process, I feel that this is almost a diary of my thought processes. So, you know, hopefully I can learn from that. It certainly isn't advice to anyone reading or listening. It's just me thinking out loud. All right, thanks. See ya. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is Tyrannosaurus Grace with Bottle of Booze. See ya. You've been taken for a ride while they're dancing to another tune. It's all right. No, they're never gonna take us alive. Well, we're rolling along.